Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the program. Now, Bob's been on holdout in Tryon. Bob, Israel, Hamas, what's going on, my friend?
Well, I like to go back 5 minutes and say, you're going to need an ocean of calamine lotion.
That's right. Lucky for me, I didn't get any on me, but I tell you what, I've heard nightmare stories about poison ivy and poison oak, and like Will said, poison sumac as well. So
back to Israel and Hamas.
Yeah.
How about all these prisoners that they're holding, hostages?
Have we not heard about them?
Until they let them go, alive or dead.
We have heard absolutely nothing from the Biden administration. We've still got hostages. Israel and the United States has hostages being held in Gaza by Hamas, and it just seems like the Biden administration is completely silent about it.
I don't care, Jimmy Crackcorn, and I don't care. That's his motto. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
You're right. Well,
and, you know, there used to be a saying, WWJD, what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
Well, I got a new one. WWDT do.
Yeah.
What would Donald Trump do?
You're right. I agree, Bob, 100%. But see, here's the thing. Trump would, they would have done that under Trump. That's what strong leadership does. Well, this really smart aleck caller calling a couple of nights ago talking about the gas prices and why the gas prices were so high. Well, that's an easy thing because OPEC doesn't respect Joe Biden. Because OPEC understands that Joe Biden is pushing for all these electric vehicles, so screw them. Let's just raise, let's just keep the price of oil up because oil is all bought on speculation. They don't know. So they're keeping the prices up. But also had this texter a minute ago. Jackson has a point. At the end of the day, January 6th is a turning point against Trump when we go to vote. Even if he didn't want them to do what they did, he tried to get Pence to not follow the law, and he didn't try to quickly stop it. Okay. So many things wrong with that text. The turning point when you go to vote, who are you going to vote for? Who are you going to vote for on November the 5th? Is it going to be Joe Biden? Is that where you are? I hate Trump so much that I'm going to vote for the destruction of this country. That's how much I hate that one man. Even though we enjoyed 5% GDP growth under Trump. Now, you try to look that up. You try to look that up. And they will tell you, oh, no, the average GDP under Trump was like 2.6 to 3%. They factor in the COVID with that as well. Well, we all know that was a pandemic because that was the only issue. That was the main issue that the Democrats saw with Donald Trump. You can't beat this economy. Go back and look at some of your old pictures there of the Trump administration. Go back and look at how well your 401k was doing. Look how well your investments were doing. They were doing great. Oh, but Charlie, the stock market is blah, blah, blah. It's not keeping pace with inflation. We had GDP numbers came out, 1.6% growth. That is anemic. They were expecting something like 2.4 to 2.5%. We had 1.6. That is a sign of a sick economy. And these are the same people that have been telling you, oh, no, inflation is transitory. Transitory? Joe Biden said it's going to go up a little bit, and then it's going to go back down. No serious economist said it's going to be here to stay. It's here to stay. Under this guy, and they know, and they're not doing anything about it because they buried their heads in the sand because this is what they want to happen. So that was one part of Jackson's. There you go. Jackson has a point. At the end of the day, January 6th is a turning point. So I guess you're going to vote for Biden. Even if he didn't want them to do what they did, he tried to get Pence not to follow the law. Well, let's talk about Mike Pence and the law and his constitutional duties as vice president to certify the Electoral College votes or certify the election. So let's say, just for sake of argument here, that the state of California certifies 56 electoral votes. 56 electoral votes. What is the vice president supposed to do? Is he supposed to certify those 56 electoral votes? I mean, according to a lot of people, yes, they are, because the Secretary of State of California certified 56 electoral votes. So it gets to Mike Pence, and Mike Pence is supposed to certify that, even though California only has 55 electoral votes? Who's the gatekeeper here? Who's the person that's supposed to decide that everything was indeed on the up and up? And when there were questions to be asked about Pennsylvania, about California, about Arizona, about Georgia, who's the person, who's the gatekeeper there? Who's the person supposed to go, wait a minute, there was a clear violation in Pennsylvania when their Supreme Court ruled on certain election issues. When? The Constitution says the state legislature shall determine the time, place, and means of the election. That means the Supreme Court's out of it. Supreme Court has no say. Our Constitution puts that duty square in the lap of the state legislature. But they decided, the Supreme Court's decided, that ballots that arrived late, count them. Ballots that arrived without a signature, count them. Ballots that arrived that couldn't be verified, count them. Count them anyway. That's why they gave that job not to the Speaker of the House, not to the Majority Whip. They gave it to the Vice President because it's that important. This wasn't just a show up, sign your name, and go back home. This is an important job that our founding father said. This is probably going to be a pretty important thing one day, because we know what human nature is like, and we know somebody's going to try to cheat somewhere down the line. So who should we put in charge of this? Well, let's make it the vice president. Charlie Pence's political career ended when he certified the sham election. I'm going to agree with you partially on that. I think it actually ended with that town hall that he did with Tucker Carlson, where Tucker Carlson just buried him and put up the headstone. Charlie, the Dem changed the law so the next vice president couldn't do what Pence could have. Okay, and that, thank you so much, because that's another point that I was going to get to. If Mike Pence had to certify that election, why did the Democrats come along and make a law saying that the vice president has to now, from this day forward, certify elections? Because that wasn't the law to begin with. So I'm sorry, Texter. You were wrong on every single thing you said. And as far as January 6th is concerned, Donald Trump did do something to quickly try to solve the problem. He did what he always did. He went on Twitter. And he told people to respect the law, to respect law enforcement, and told them to go home. And do you know what Jack Dorsey and the people at Twitter did? They took those videos down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.